Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining me. This is Jimena Velasquez, your host. Today's topic is the world according to me. And yes, guys, this is all about you. We create our own reality. We create everything that's around you, everything that you see, everything that you feel, everything that you experience is a creation by you. But there are those times, you know, those times when you just do not feel like doing what you should be doing, that you just feel like everything, 100 things come between you and what you got to do because you're just not that motivated to do it. And then you just look for every little bitty tiny excuse to get away from doing it. So how do you handle those situations where you just procrastinate and procrastinate, procrastinate, and then at the end of the day, you've done nothing. You've accomplished nothing. But have you really accomplished nothing? Sometimes when you're not in the zone, it's best to just take a walk. It really is best to just take a walk, take a breather. And when you do that, just say to your mind, can you work on the solution for me as while you go and take a walk? So although you are enjoying your path, you're enjoying your walk, you're enjoying whatever you might want to go. If you want to go shopping, you want to go to nature, you want to go whatever you might be doing, you just tell your mind it's doing the work in the background. It's kind of like setting a job in the computer to run in the background and you forget about it and then it's running, you know, when you're done, when you're back, and then you have the answer. Sometimes for work, what I do is I get an email that says, I need this type of writing, and I'm like, oh, God, that sounds so hard. So I get in the zone and I say, okay, what would it take for me to come up with something unbelievable, fantastic, out of this world writing for me to respond to this? And then I leave it alone. I go away. And when I come back, I said, okay, is now the time for me to respond? And I usually, when it is the time for me to respond, it seems like it's not much of a chore to do it at that time. Does that make any sense? So, and I just sit down and the words just come out of my fingers, my fingertips as I'm typing them. I don't even know. And then when I read it, I'm like, oh, wow, that came out of me? Woohoo! I didn't know I was so talented. But I had a client this past week who had, who was procrastinating and procrastinating and procrastinating to make a decision. And this was about, I do coaching for people who want to sell on e-commerce. And we had talked about a product. And so he had to make a decision between four products that he had going. And whichever decision he was going to make, each one had its own plus and minuses, right? And the one minus is that there's a learning curve for it all. But you have to jump in and swim and see how it's done. And your first pass is usually the toughest. But other than that, it's like, okay, you start learning. And then you get better, and you get better, and you get better. You always have to be flexible enough to change with the times. You cannot be, oh, I've done A, B, C, D last time. I need to do A, B, C, D this time too. No, the environment changes. The customers change. Everything changes. So you have to be flexible enough to change it. But you have to also be willing to make decisions. So when it came down to it, it was, What decision do you want to make? And he just kept procrastinating. So I said, okay, so if money was not a problem, which one would you decide to go with? Which one makes you jump out of bed because you like that line of product? Because you are looking forward to working. Perhaps most people that I have met so far do not enjoy marketing. Unless you're a marketing major, you do not enjoy marketing. Everybody thinks they suck at it. Marketing is really just how you write it and be able to sell it to people. I'm not saying I'm an expert in marketing. No, I do not do. I do not advise on marketing at all. But I do advise on product A, product B, product C, pluses and minuses, and this is what you can do to do it. And then you go get your graphic designers and so forth. But that is where you have to go. If you had a choice, what makes you jump out of bed? A, B, or C? How do you feel about it? The one that brings you the most joy, the choice that brings you the most joy, is the one that's going to be a snap for you to do. In the morning when I wake up, sometimes I'm eager to get out of bed. Nowadays, because it's getting colder, I'm like, oh, it's a little bit colder, I just like to snuggle in. And then I start thinking, okay, what are my priorities for the day? What requires my attention immediately? And then I list them. Usually there's not more than three. And then down the rest, it's like, what else is needed? And then I take care of those later. And if I don't take care of them today, there's no pressure as long as the three priorities for the day are taken care of. So when you are in the procrastination mode, ask yourself, what would make it fun for you to do this task? Perhaps in some instances I found that if you get done with the task, then you can have fun. And are you not ready to have fun? So let's get over and done with the task already. In some other cases, it's like last week, I had to do a lot of research to do a presentation over the weekend. And the presentation was just, the research was just dragging and dragging because it's a lot of reading, it was a lot of research on different books. Now this time when I was reading the books, it was more paying attention to the books than before. Before it was just for fun. When it's for fun, you just kind of skim, you know, and you go here, you go there, and that's it. But this time I had to actually read because I needed additional substantial information to back up what I was saying. So it was just dragging because that's not fun to me. To me, what's fun is like, oh, let's go ahead and do this, let's go ahead and do that. Oh, let's have fun and it's done, boom. But having to find backup for stuff that I'm saying, and not so much. So it was like, but then if I don't, I set myself a deadline for the weekend. I need to get this done because I'm presenting this weekend. And then it's like I was dragging it forever and ever. And then finally it was like last week, and I was like, okay, I need to sit down and do it. There's no more leeway here. So sometimes you have to set yourself deadlines. By this time of day, I need to get it done because I have a deadline of that. Or by this time next week, I need to get it done because there's no more leeway. So procrastination. And then just make it as fun as possible. And it's something that we are so used to when we don't want to, when it's not fun for us. And what would it take for you to find the fun, the joy in everything that you do? And everything that doesn't allow that, would you like to destroy and uncreate it now? Would you like to let go of the point of view? Right and wrong, good and bad, bad and powerful, my short place and beyond. Wow, you guys find a lot of things are not fun in your life, in your reality, huh? What I just said was the winning statement from Access Consciousness. And if you want to know more details about it, go to thatclearingstatement.com and you'll be able to find information there. But what would it take for you to find the joy, the fun, the phenomenal outcome that you're looking for as you do what needs to be done? Because in some cases, there is a need that needs to be done. usually you follow your joy in what makes you happy, right? You follow your joy, you follow your excitement, and then you get it done. And then, you know, when you enjoy doing something, it doesn't seem like there is anything hard to do. But when there isn't, but still, you have to get it done because it's part of your job, it's part of your what you need to go through to go to the next stage. Somebody has to do it. Either you pay somebody to do it or you do it yourself. So what would it take for you to find joy in everything that you do? And everything doesn't allow that. Would you restrain and create a point of view? Right and wrong, good and bad, part and pack, online shorts, with and beyond. Whoa. And usually my intent is for whoever's listening to this today and in the future, so that that's why I'm getting a little bit spacey right now, because whoever is listening now and who will be listening in the future, this really is hitting home. So let's go ahead and do it one more time. What would it take for you to find that whatever it is that you do to be fun, joyful, phenomenal, and will create greater possibilities than you ever thought, although you might not be enjoying it at this moment? And everything that is will be destroyed and created all kinds of feeling. Right and wrong, good and bad, put on five on my short space and beyond. Whoa. Good job. So, what else is possible? And what tools could you use when you're in this type of funk? So one tool I've been experiencing with, which I have not been using much, is everything is the opposite of what appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. This is also another access consciousness tool. And what happens is that when I perceive something to be a certain way, I need to get myself out of it, and I just say it like 10 times. Like, let's say, if I think, oh, God, what I'm doing is so freaking boring, I'm bored out of my mind, I say, everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. Everything's the opposite of fiercely, nothing's the opposite of fiercely. And then that kind of makes it a scramble somehow or other in my brain, so that I lose that point of view that what I'm doing is boring. And I get dizzy for a little bit because I'm shifting that energy. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see. Let's get down to business. I'm not saying it completely makes it go away, but it starts shifting the energies out so that I'm like, okay, it's time for me to get down and do what I need to do. Okay. So that is another tool that you can use, definitely, and it's quite simple. If you see somebody, if you are at a bar, let's say, and there's a fight or something, just say that quickly in your mind, like 10 times or so, and you will see that the energy will shift in the environment, and you'll be making a huge difference to the people who are fighting or who are in the argument, because you'll be scrambling their energy, the energy that they're stirring up, and it will go away, and then you just hit pot and puck if you want. But it's really, it's about having tools that can shift your energy out of whatever funk it is that you're having. So that would be cool, huh? To be able to have that. So what else is possible? What would it take for that to happen? So what would it take for you to have more ease with shifting energies and be able to get your job done with total ease and everything else like that? This turn and create, pa pa. There you go. See? Yeah. Now, what else do you, what other stuff can we do to shift energies so that you can get it done with? So you can get whatever it is that you need to do done. We can go ahead and you can say interesting point of view, I have the point of view. That's another tool that you can use. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. When you think, oh God, tomorrow I have to go to that meeting, you can say interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Or when you say, oh God, I don't want to get out of bed because it's so cold, you can say interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. And then, and things will start shifting. And then you'll be like, wow, okay, cool. How is it getting better? So there you go. You have two tools. Everything's the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing's the opposite of what it appears to be. That's one tool. And then each interesting point of view, I have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. That's another tool. And just repeat it. And that, just saying that will shift the energy. Or simply if you are in, you know how thoughts and words are energy? If you just think it, just say pod and puck, P-O-D, P-O-C, pod and puck. You can just say that, and that will shift the energy also so that you can move on and you can do whatever it is that you need to do. And then also give your mind a job to think about the solution while you take a break. When it was summer, I would do that. I would go, I would think of a problem, identify the challenge in front of me, go play golf, and when I come back, I have the answer. Or when you go for a walk, or when I walk my dog, I will have an answer. Because I'll be, my mind will be, when I walk my dog, I have to be present with her. I cannot be thinking in Never Neverland. She's a bull mastiff, and I have to be aware of what's going on around. Otherwise, if she's a squirrel or a chipmunk or anything else, she might go chasing it. And with a bulldog, I mean, with a mastiff, she's so strong, she will just drag me. So I have to be attentive, and I have to know what's going on around, so I cannot be thinking whatever else. So when I come back and, you know, when I relax, the answer comes to me. And remember, there is no problem out there that you don't already have the solution for. Uh-huh. And what else is possible? So another thing, as I was walking my dog this past weekend, I noticed, have you noticed the squirrels, the guys? The squirrels are getting quite plump, aren't they? And they're scurrying all over the place. I did not notice this much activity earlier on, but now they're scurrying all over the place. So pay attention to nature. And also, I have been noticing now that there are caterpillars, the furry ones. And when I see those two signs, that means it is a very cold winter coming, cold and long winter. I'm not sure that we're going to be getting a lot of white. I'm talking about the East Coast. I'm talking about where I am. So I'm not sure we're going to be getting a lot of white snow. But it's definitely going to be cold and it's going to be long. And this past weekend, we already started lighting up the fireplace. If you don't have firewood, if you have fireplace, you might want to think about getting some firewood. It might get you out of some cold situations. The other thing is also, I in Facebook, somebody posted about the big bubble wraps, putting those against your window to insulate some so that the air, the cold air, doesn't come in as much. So I did that for one of the rooms, the family room, where we spend probably, I don't know, 70% of our time when we're not, 90% of our time when I'm not in the office or sleeping. And then the other 10% will be the kitchen, right? But I put in two of the six windows that are in there. And boy, did it make a difference. So I just wanted to pass along that tidbit in case you're interested. It's something to pay attention to because if you are like me, I like to be as ecological responsible as possible. And the energy grids are already overburdened as is, and when it comes to cold weather and everybody drawing from it because it's so cold, it even gets worse. So I figure, you know, it doesn't hurt to do something to help the companies there, and also help my pocket as well. So if that is of interest to you, do some research on YouTube and bubble wrap and windows insulation, and see if that's a contribution to you. If not, not a big deal. If it is, go ahead, and it will be a cold winter. And what else is possible? So let's go ahead and do an activation to have more ease with everything that we're experiencing now. Take a deep breath and exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Pull energy from the mother. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pulling energy from the earth. Allow the energies to come in, come around you, go anywhere they need to. Let you know that it's okay to have ease in life. No need for struggle. No need for hardship. It's time to thrive. Drop your barriers. Drop the barriers. And be open to receiving. Everywhere that you've been having hardships in your life, in relationships, in finances, let's give it to the energies. We transmute it for you. Let the energies change your point of view. All of life comes to you with ease, joy, and glory. All of life comes to you with ease, joy, and glory. Now is the time to enjoy it all. And procrastination is not a bad thing. Sometimes you need to be away from the problem, to be away from the challenge, to build up the response or the way, the tactics that you're going to use to handle things. So what if procrastination, judged but accepted as a tool of creation for you, but what if you could just accept it and use it in joyful happiness without judging you and making you happy? There you go. Good job. Let the energy transmute it for you. Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. school energy from the mother. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull the energy from the mother all the way out your crown. And when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. And exhale. How you guys be? Nothing you ever do is ever wrong. If it's not the time to do it, you are going to find excuses not to do it. Or else what it's called procrastination. But when you're ready for it, you will get it done in a jiff. Not a problem. Prioritization is where the key is. Prioritization is what you have to master so that you do meet all your deadlines and you're able to accomplish what you are looking to accomplish. It is time to thrive, my friend. It's no longer time to be lacking. Time to live in lack. No more. Thrive. It's time to allow you to be the magnificent creator you truly be. What can you create? What can you accomplish? How can you shake this reality to something that is generative for all to thrive and to live, to enjoy, and what else is possible? Take a deep breath, my friends, and exhale. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was my honor and my privilege to be here with you tonight. Until next week. Thank you to you guys who've been writing and telling us how this has helped you. We are very grateful. We are very grateful to be of service, to be there for you. If you have any suggestions on topics, please write to us and check out our website, energymdt.com, jimenavelasquez.net, or the free activation in YouTube. And the URL is in the episode information. Thank you very much. Until next week, have a great day. Bye-bye.